Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Tony Todd, here today with Alyssa Vandenhoevel, Executive Director for the Gunnison Arts Center. Alyssa, welcome.
Thanks, Tony. Nice to be here.
Alyssa, you've been kicking around the Gunnison Arts Center for a long time. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to this position?
Yeah, absolutely. I started taking dance classes way back in 2004 when I was a Western student, and it quickly became my home away from home, you know, getting off campus. And then I officially joined the staff in 2013 as a part-time marketing manager. And over those years, I've served as the performing arts program manager, education program manager, and then eventually the program and gallery director, which was essentially the director of operations. I was there for a total of 7.5, almost 8 years. And, you know, it's been an incredible journey building community through the arts. I chose to step away in 2020 and, you know, was offered the executive director position in late 2024 last year.
Wow. So you really do know all those jobs.
I do.
So you've worn all those hats.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's, you know, my turn to be the leader of the organization and take the art center into the future and into what it's going to become now.
I know you've just gone through a major renovation. Speaking of where it's going to go now, it's just been through that with an eye on the future. That's kind of the reason for the renovation. So tell us about that. How did that all go? And tell us what we can expect. If someone hasn't been into the Gunnison Arts Center in a while, what might they see that's different?
Sure. You know, well, it was pretty challenging. It was probably took about 6 years over the course to do all of the different phases of the renovation. And, you know, essentially the remodel has completely transformed the Gunnison Arts Center while also really preserving its historic integrity. You know, our building is one of the staple historic buildings right at the crossroads of Highway 50 and Highway 135, right in the heart of downtown Gunnison. It's 143 years old now, so it's really exciting to feel that history and to be able to preserve that one of our oldest buildings. And so basically we restored the original stonework, all the windows, doors, and fixtures on the interior part of the historic building. We completed asbestos abatement, added key new spaces, including a full teaching culinary kitchen, a third gallery, a brand new state-of-the-art black box theater, and restored our flagship gallery on the historic level. You know, we've also introduced a flexible space within that historic flagship gallery and the theater. So, you know, now we have retractable seating and barn doors that open up into the galleries. You know, it's really perfect for rentals and large-scale art classes. We threw our gala in that space last year, so it was really neat to see, you know, to actually see how that flex space will work.
That'll be really cool. And if you get an artist who comes in to perform who is a little bigger draw, you can pull in more people. It'll accommodate more people.
Certainly.
Or a local performer gets the advantage of the really smaller, more intimate space as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had Chris Cody and Quarter Mile Mule play there, which is more of a intimate sit-down concert. And then we had a local punk garage doo-wop band, Tiger Electra, play, where you certainly didn't want to sit down in your seats. And so we were able to push the seats back and have standing room only and being able to dance in that space. It was, it's proven to be incredibly unique and versatile and exciting.
I'm excited that the Art Center building still exists. Gunnison has kind of a rocky history with preserving old buildings, and so many of our great buildings from our past were torn down. Mm-hmm. I think of the La Vida Hotel as the biggest example of that, but there were so many great historic buildings here that no longer exist. So I think that cornerstone building right there in about as close to the center, or epicenter, if you will, of Gunnison is just about perfect to have that historic building there. And it's been so many things over the years, too, as right. a part of the community. We don't have to go into the detail on that today.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, it might be kind of fun. It's been a hardware store and a brothel, right?
Hardware store, brothel, Victorian hotel. Mm. It was the Clinker House at one point, which sold ski wear, snowboard wear. I believe it was a bar and a restaurant.
Wow.
It was vacant for quite some time when the bank owned it. And that's when a group of local theater goers, singers, and a dance instructor all got together to purchase this building. So we're pretty lucky because we do own this historic building. Our nonprofit owns this. And to keep its vibrancy and its historic charm is now part of the preservation process and is unique to our community, considering we have gotten rid of a lot of historic buildings in the past. And with this renovation, you know, it set us up for that building to be solid and secure for the next 100 years.
Plus all those ghosts, we wouldn't want them homeless.
Right. Right. They're still there. They're still living there.
Oh, no doubt. Can you give us some examples of programming? I know that maybe there are folks out there that don't really know what an arts center does.
Yeah.
And programming is a big part of that. Programming, by that I mean classes, performances, etc.
Right, yeah. So we're really lucky because our building is multidisciplinary with all of the arts. We have a beautiful dance studio, so we offer dance classes, even aerial classes, yoga, and martial arts. We have a fully working ceramic studio with two kilns. We offer paint your own pottery, beginning and intermediate wheel throwing and hand building courses, single day classes, date night events in our clay studio. We also started offering culinary classes with our new culinary teaching kitchen. For example, next Friday we have a raw foods class where we're bringing in a teacher from California be teaching that class. You know, we have a slew of visual arts classes, whether that's mixed media, watercolor, painting, printmaking. Let's see, in our theater we have live music, a lot of community theater, like our annual Son of a Gun, which is one of our largest fundraisers, and a good comedic laugh really gets the community involved, and a brand new film program. So we're bringing in new films, whether that's documentary films, live action, Red Bull mountain biking films, snowboarding, skiing, stuff like that. And then we have beautiful galleries, too. So our exhibitions are constantly rotating. Currently, right now, we have Amanda Sage exhibiting in both of our galleries. She's a world-renowned painter, absolutely beautiful painter. And we can bring in solo exhibits, group exhibits, and then open community shows where we do call for artists for community members. If they have art, they do art on the side, and they find a theme that's appropriate to the artwork that they do, they can submit art. And then we have a brand new clay collective and gallery. So that really features a lot of the ceramic artists in our community. We have a ton, both Up Valley and Down Valley, of amazing professional ceramic artists. So showcasing them with a brand new mug wall in the gallery.
I love that.
Pick and choose a mug wall. Yeah. We have the Valley Maker shop area, which houses about 20, little over 20 local artists that sell their work within that space. It's very well-rounded, very broad, inviting any creative capacity that you could imagine into our space.
You do some cool collaborative work with Six Points as yeah. well, right? Our local nonprofit that supports developmentally challenged adults. Tell us a little bit about that collaboration. That's been going on for a while.
Yeah. So that's one of our favorite collaborations we do every year. It's annually held in October. And as part of Six Points Art Therapy Program, they work on creating art with their clients throughout the entire year. And then they get to bring in their artwork framed, matted, sometimes it's 3D work, and they get to have their artwork on sale for silent auction. And our community really supports them. They come in and people are start bidding wars during the First Friday Art Walk opening, and essentially the clients at Six Points get paid for that, and they look forward to something every year, getting out, getting to come into the Gunnison Art Center. And then one of their clients even is a writer. He doesn't do visual arts. And so we have a local director every year who takes his writing and puts it into play format and turns it into a reader's theater thing. So he gets to see his, play live on stage as a reader's theater style. So it's really supportive. Not only is it supportive for Six Points, but for the Gunnison Art Center and our community.
I'm always amazed at how good some of that art is as well. It's showcased so beautifully, and it really looks nice in the gallery.
They do
a great
job.
It really makes for a nice showing. Yeah, they do. Alyssa, why is art in all its forms important to our community and or to any community?
That's a great question. You know, art and creativity itself is found in each and every one of us. For our community specifically, it really brings people together. It inspires self-expression and makes the arts accessible to everyone, regardless of background or income. The Gunnison Art Center is a place to connect, to heal, to grow, and to celebrate community through creativity.
I think that creativity as well that we foster at places like the Gunnison Art Center bleeds into creativity throughout our community in every other aspect, you know, opening people's minds to new ideas and better ways of doing things. When you actually start making art, practicing art, and exercising your creative muscles, you build a certain level of confidence in doing more of that. And the ideas begin to flow. And when ideas are flowing, you know, humans are pretty much unstoppable, really.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when we're born there, you find a bounce, you find that movement, you find that dance, you find that song that you love. You see visual art up on the walls. It's a part of our life. It's a part of our daily life, even though sometimes we might overlook it. We don't, think about it consistently. And so this is a place where it brings it to the forefront of your mind. And you don't have to be an artist, but you can, try your hand at it. You can really appreciate what it takes to do some of those, to do some of this artwork or to become a musician or to have enough guts to get on stage and perform. And yeah.
I remember walking into the Art Center one time and a woman was engaged in an Ann Series art. It was a painting class. Mm-hmm. And she was just brimming. She was just grinning ear to ear. She was delighted with the experience she had just had. And I was like, how is it? She goes, I've never painted before. This is so fun. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And this is a grown woman, in her 40s. And she'd never painted before, ever, mm-hmm. that she could remember. Maybe finger painting in kindergarten or something. And she was just delighted. Delighted at the process. Delighted at the camaraderie. And delighted at the support and the openness and willingness of the teachers to help. And at her final product, she really made a great painting. It really came out really well. So she's pretty proud of herself.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah.
And all the beginning levels, if you've always wanted to try your hand at something, the Gunnison Art Center is a perfect place to do that, whether it's clay or, you've always wanted to throw clay on the wheel and make a pot or a vase, try watercolor, try tap dancing, even as an adult, it's a perfect space to try something out and to do something different. Step out of your comfort zone in a engaged, supportive environment.
If you are just joining us here today on the West Elk Word, I'm Tony Todd, and my guest is Alyssa Vandenhoevel, Executive Director for the Gunnison Arts Center. Tell us about your art. Alyssa, I know you're an artist as well.
Yeah.
What kind of art do you make?
Yeah, so I would say I'm kind of, I dive into both the performing and visual arts. I've been dancing since I was 2 years old and graduated from the International Baccalaureate School of Dance at my high school. So I really got to get a world view of different types of world dance. And I still have a passion for movement and the creative energy it brings to everyone. I'm also a photographer. I went to Western and got my Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in photography. Very traditional, old school photography, film, black and white, dark room, developing from scratch. And I love that traditional aspect of photography, although I've stepped away from that a bit more because, you know, it's really hard to get into any dark room. I don't even think there's a dark room in Gunnison, except for at the university. But I absolutely love photography. I have a passion for wood, and so I've started doing a lot of photo transfers onto wood, very vintage organic style. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's an idea for you. What about a small dark room in the art center?
Oh, I've thought about that many, many times. Yes. How can I make this happen? How can we have running water? There's a lot of chemicals involved and
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Down in the crypt, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Dark down there.
All right, Tony, let's make it happen.
Yeah. There's only a few ghosts down there too. Yeah. Alyssa, what would you say to somebody who avoids the arts? Maybe I'm thinking especially of visual arts and literary arts. They tend to come with this, I don't know if it's I guess it's a stigma or it's kind of a label. People feel like they're snobby, like they're inaccessible, and that they're just not for that, you know, that's just not for me. You know, I wouldn't fit in there. What would you say to somebody like that?
I would say, you know, try your hand at it before you judge.
In my experience at the Gunnison Arts Center in particular, it's just about the least snobby, inaccessible place I can even imagine.
Yeah, we're very welcoming. Take a step into that gallery, you know, step through the doors and view the current exhibitions and take it in for yourself. Try to have an open mind, clear your mind and take the art form in.
We could all use a little mind clearing these days, I think.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Break away from doom scrolling and don't go make something. Be creative.
Yeah.
Alyssa, do you have a rough idea or maybe you can give us a picture just to illustrate the importance of the Gunnison Arts Center on the downtown economy?
Sure. You know, that when people come out to go for go out to see a concert or see a play, you really want to make a night of it. So a lot of times people go out to attend restaurants, have dinner prior or after, or go get a creative cocktail at one of our downtown restaurants. Sometimes even people travel here to stay in hotels to see a concert or to see, or, you know, attend a weekend workshop. We had some folks come up from Denver this past weekend for a weekend-long painting with light workshop with Amanda Sage, and it really brings a lot of economical growth to the rest of our community and vitality to the rest of the community.
So it really is an economic cornerstone as well as a creative cornerstone.
Absolutely.
What are some ways folks can get involved with the Arts Center?
Sure. You know, so this summer we launched a brand new membership program to make supporting the Gunnison Arts Center even more inclusive. You know, whether it's $5 a month or a larger annual gift, every single dollar makes a difference to us. There are membership levels for individuals, families, students, and even legacy supporters. So truly anyone can be a part of our mission. And I'd love to speak directly on the importance of donations and community support, especially right now. It's no secret that the past few years have been incredibly difficult for nonprofits across the board, and especially for arts and culture organizations like ours. And so we really rely heavily on the generosity of individuals, foundations, and local businesses to keep our programs accessible for the community and to help keep our doors open. So donations, contributions at any level, become a member. We also heavily rely on volunteer support. Sometimes that can look like anything from helping to clean our facility, to attending bar, to taking tickets, rearranging, setting up for events. We have a really small, amazing staff that needs support on top of that.
Alyssa, I know you also rely on grant funding here and there, not nearly as much as private donations, but some grant funding. And some of the organizations that you go to, some of your go-to organizations, those organizations may in turn rely on federal grant funding. Have you felt any ripple effects from the recent cuts in federal grant funding?
Yeah, I wouldn't say directly, but in more indirectly, a lot of our foundations do rely on granting, government granting agencies. And with the cut of the National Endowment for the Arts, specifically this year, it's going to have a ripple effect across the board. And I think it's only a matter of time before we feel that. I would say we have started to feel that, but it's only going to get greater.
Sundays at Six is back. That's exciting.
Yeah. So Sundays at Six is back for 10 Sundays this summer. Runs through August 15th. This is a wonderful community event, even though it's not held at the Gunnison Art Center. It's held in Legion Park. It's great to celebrate live music and to be with our community. Not only do we have live music, but there's local food vendors and face painters. Last Sunday, we had Roca Hueca, which was a Latin American ska band from Denver. And there was about maybe 450 people out there dancing and skaing and getting up and about. They were an amazing band. We'd love to have them back again. And so it just really feels like our community comes together at the end of the weekend. It's a great start to the next week. And we certainly accept cash donations at those because it is a free community event. Any community support financially helps us continue to put on these concerts every summer for Gunnison.
Yeah, you have to pay the band.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have employees as well who are out there putting up banners. You have sponsors mm-hmm. from around the community. We're really fortunate at the Gunnison Arts Center to have so many good business sponsors, right?
We are. We couldn't do a lot of our programming without their business support to help facilitate programs financially and to keep the price affordable for our community members.
Alyssa, what's your vision personally into the near future for the Gunnison Arts Center? Hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams, for us to continue our mission and to not fail our community, not fail our artists in our community, whether that's musicians, performers, actors, visual artists, and to create programming that our community wants to see at the Art Center.
Yeah, that's a good point. How do you figure out what people like?
That is a good question. I think
it's a hard one,
so it's a kind of multi-factored trial and error, not competing with other organizations that do similar programming to ours, through surveys out into the community, and feedback from students.
Yeah, so if anybody out there has an idea that they think would be a hit, they should let you know.
Absolutely. We'd cool. love to hear that. We want to offer what you guys want.
Excellent. Well, Alyssa Vandenhoevel, thank you so much for spending some time with me today here on the West Elk Word.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you having me on.
That's it for this edition of the West Elk Word. You can listen to this or any edition of the program anytime. Go to kbut.org, click Programs, then West Elk Word. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Support for KBUT and the West Elk Word comes from Towny Books and Rumors Coffee and Tea House, serving locally roasted coffee and fine loose leaf teas. Towny Books stocks new books for children and adults and can special order anything. Read books, drink coffee, fight evil.